start the show?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember the intro.
Where is it at?
I'll just take it from another one we did.
No, we gotta do it again.
So I'll just make it up as we go. All right, welcome to Kick It in the Sticks, another nonsense show where we sit here and talk about some nonsense and listen to Matt laugh all night.
Oh my God.
So, what are we going to talk about?
I got real sleepy all of a sudden. Hit record. I'm like, eh.
Is your drink empty? Is that why?
No, there's some in there, though.
She's got a drinking problem.
What kind of drink you drinking?
I'm drinking me a Smirnoff Ice.
Whoa. America!
Gay.
Red, white, blue! America!
Yeah, that's getting cut out too, but
I think that's about like number 7.
You know, a lot of cut out.
6 or 7.
Out. Who's gonna do all the cutting out? Hey, everybody at home. How y'all doing today? We're hanging out with Natalie.
Oh yeah, we got Natalie, we got Matt, we got Sam, and we got Chris. Yeah.
You should have said myself.
In case you wanted to know who you
and myself
viewing today.
Myself and myself. Mm-hmm. Trying to confuse me.
He'd be like, we got Natalie,
everybody should tell us
Matt, Chris, and myself.
Hey.
But you said.
But I'm Chris.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at.
But I'm Chris. Oh, my God. All right. You going to introduce yourself, Natalie?
But I think myself just did that.
You or your alter ego?
No, myself. He's sitting over there.
I have smoked entirely too much beer.
Myself. So that's yourself over there?
No, that's myself.
And then who are you?
Natalie. I
mean. Okay. All right, Natalie. Wow.
Sam said, that's myself.
That's not, okay. That's all the introduction you wanted to tell us?
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about you.
Oh, man. A little something about yourself. Go around the room. Introduce yourself.
Start it off.
My name is Matthew Carducci, and I'm a real estate mogul. I'm just starting this. I mean, not a real estate mogul.
I just spit.
It would be real estate mogul. I am a what's that? What is it? What is it called that I do, Nat? I forgot the term.
You don't want me to title it.
Asshole.
No, not that. I am a financial
wizard. Is this ad libs? Give me another one.
I can't think now because you keep staring at me. I'm just thinking about you staring at me.
I'm listening.
I'm loving it.
I'm a stock trader. We'll just say I'm a stock trader. How about that? Matthew Carducci, I'm a stock trader. I'm trying this podcast thing out for the first time.
Second. We have an episode out already.
It seems like it's the first time with cameras.
That's true. That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Do you get nervous in front of the camera, Matt?
And
I'd like to forget it's there.
I don't even feel like I'm in front of the camera.
I forgot it.
Now, if I'm watching myself, then I'm looking at, hey, he's in front of the camera. If I was in a movie and I was watching the movie, hey, he's in front of the camera. If I'm on a movie, I don't feel like I'm, you know, just living life.
Our camera's right there.
Well, I realize it's there, but it's not. I don't realize. How many people are watching this right now?
It's live, man.
How many people are watching this?
It's
live? Zero.
It's not live.
No, it's not live.
It's not live. Well, you just said we're going to cut out the dead space.
Whether it could be 100 or a million.
I say a lot of things.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Yes, you do.
Once we get famous, then we'll be on live shows. You know, we'll be traveling and doing live shows. So get ready.
Yeah, that's right. Traveling, doing live shows. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be traveling the whole United States, Africa, Europe, Iceland. We're going to go to Greenland, too. There ain't nobody there, but we're going to go there. I don't think anybody lives in Greenland. It's all ice in Greenland.
Yeah, we'll go to the Blue Lagoon.
I'm not even sure why they call it Greenland if it's all ice and Iceland's all green.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Doesn't make no sense. Yeah, I think about that every time that I hear about Iceland or Greenland. I got to do it backwards in my mind so I get which one right.
Yeah.
But the Blue Lagoon's over there. It's a cool resort.
What, in Greenland?
Hot Springs. Iceland.
Iceland.
Iceland's green.
We'll have to do a show there, too.
So somewhere where it's green. It's a smaller island underneath the main.
We like green.
Hot Springs.
That's right.
Blue Lagoon, although it might be shut down currently. Due to volcanic activity.
Yeah, they have some of that, don't they?
Yeah.
Good times.
Yes, they do. They do have some of that at times. You know who you look like to me?
What's that?
You look a little bit like Andrew Tate.
No, he looks like me.
Kind of like a smaller version of him, though. Like, not probably, you know, filled out.
Yeah, I think his muscles.
Maybe not as tall.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris.
Let's see, I'm retired. That's about all there is to know about me.
Not retired, just not retarded, just like, retired.
But like I said earlier, I might go back to work if, you know, something interests me. Like, you know, get a job, you know, offer to fly an airplane. I'll go do that.
You know? Because you have a license?
Yeah, I'll just get it real quick. It's not a big deal.
Right, yeah.
Who else?
You know, like if NASCAR calls me up like, hey, we need you to drive one of our cars this weekend. I'm like, I'll be there, you know. I'll go take that job. That sounds like a good job, you know, something I'd like to do maybe. But that normal thing y'all do, that slave work, no, I don't want to do that. Nope.
Yeah, I'm not too sure NASCAR is going to randomly call you though out of the blue.
You never know, man.
Without knowing you who you are, but they may know who you are after this.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll let me drive one of their vroom vrooms. I go fast.
Are you good at driving?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I ain't never gone too fast. I don't hit shit. So that's a plus, right?
Used to own a car, though, with like a turbo in it.
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about that.
That was
What kind of car was that?
Plymouth Blazer.
Ooh. I drove that once, actually. That thing was pretty awesome. Hit the turbo. It would pull to one either the left or the right side. One of the sides, it would pull because it had so much power.
Yeah, it would pull. You had to, like... Fun car.
And that turbo hit, it was...
Put three motors in that car.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's how fun that car was.
It was fun.
Yep. He was going really fast.
If you ain't first, you're last.
He was going really fast to impress the ladies.
Impress anybody.
At that time.
Yep. I like the ladies. Still do.
But it was the...
You better make that singular real.
It was the Waffle House.
You're gonna be in trouble after this recording.
The Waffle House got me.
That hit. That got you, yeah.
Yep.
It was that breakfast. It was that breakfast at Waffle House that got you.
It was more like late dinner.
Chris Dawson calls it Linner.
Linner.
It's a Linner.
It was a drunken run. That's what it was.
A drunken run?
Yeah, I was drunken and on the run to the Waffle House.
Until you met me.
Yeah. I was out looking for some tail that night. I found some.
You didn't get no tail that night. Like, oh, one for me.
Tail that night.
No, I didn't get no tail that night, but I found some for later.
Wow.
Later tail.
Just had to wait a few days.
Later tail. Speaking of tails, did Sam cut your toenails yet?
Yeah, man. Y'all want to see my toenails?
Yeah.
Toenails.
Oh, man. Check this out. Yeah. Right?
You want to put these on our first video recording?
Yeah, man, I don't care. See?
Actually, I didn't do them this time.
Oh, yeah. I
wish everybody at home could see
the
before.
Do
you still have that video?
You just said poop.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I might. I'll send that in.
Post it on a reel.
I'll send that in, guys. You'll see the before.
There's probably no other woman out here that cuts their man's toenails, though.
I used to.
Sure there is.
I'm sure there is. Men are lazy.
I don't know. Well, I didn't do them this time because I worked for like 14 days in a row and I was like, yeah. You're tired for that shit.
I had to cut my own toenails. I can do my fingernails though. They're getting long.
Oh, yeah. Natalie doesn't cut my toenails, but she will clean the sock out of them every once in a while.
That's retarded.
Maybe file it down. But
he hates it when I file them. But I like to get in the corner.
His always has like a little, it looks like a Q-tip size, but it's like a black sock spot, like mm-hmm. that just stayed in his toe, mm-hmm. like his foot wanted to eat the sock, and I had to free it.
Yeah. Chris hates it when I do that.
Saving it for later.
But I like to, because it hurts him.
Yes. It's very painful corners.
She just admitted she likes to hurt me.
Well, I mean, you want it out, don't you?
No, it doesn't bother me there.
Mm, okay.
It'll come out on its own.
Nah. Mm, probably not.
Got to watch out for them ticks out here in them sticks.
Bug.
Kick it in the sticks with the ticks.
That's right.
The goal is without them. So what are we doing tomorrow? You want to talk about what we're going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are going to, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Could enlist help in.
What you doing?
I'm going to come over there and I'm going to start on that living room. And do that drywall nonsense, that scrapey, scrapey, cutty, cutty, slappy, slappy, shavy, shavy.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
The mud?
Yeah, that stuff.
Can't wait till those roofs get done.
Me either.
Can you say all that again?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't think so. I don't know
what
you said.
There's no way I can
do a little jiggle, jiggle with it, too? Like a little
jiggle, jiggle, and a wiggle, wiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Stripe, stripe, and a wipe, wipe.
I'll be at work till 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, another work day.
Making me that money. Making me that money. That's right.
Hit the money button. Is there a money button?
Maybe this one.
That's a shitty sound.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like my paycheck.
Like
every week, that's my paycheck.
What's my paycheck sound like?
I don't know if I have that one. I feel like I did get another money one, but I don't know where it is. I think it's like somewhere else.
That one sounded like a broken money. Chit-ching.
That's what my wallet looks like. That money stuff, it's just nonsense, man. You could just trade pine cones if you wanted to. Like, it's no big deal. Just make pine cones the currency. Call it a day. It's no different. It's all fucking made up anyways.
Hmm. Well, hopefully we can start getting donations for doing this, right?
Matt's looking for some donations. You can donate through our Podbean app.
We might even Super Chat in the future.
Yeah, or whatever that is.
What is Super Chat?
It's where we talk to them while we're talking and like they can talk.
Oh, like live combos. Yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Someone pays, you know, 10, 20 bucks and you read their chat and talk about, you know, feel like they're included, I guess.
Yeah, I saw one where people would pay like $25 just to have their comment read. They didn't expect an answer.
But there's this one guy that he's been doing it for probably years now and just all by himself. He does it from his like old Toyota Camry. He puts the camera as he was sitting in the driver's seat. He puts the camera on the right side and he's looking out towards the window. That's where the camera's at. Almost all of his streams are from that car. It's crazy. And he, I think he sells lumber on the side. It's like a lumber.
Does he transport it in the Camry? Yeah.
That would be impressive to watch. Yeah. Yep. The fans will provide. If you keep giving them what they want, they will provide you a little something, something back.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have so much time in to give, like,
you.
We could answer questions. It'd be a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
One day we'll figure out how all this nonsense works.
Yeah.
Well, you could just do, you know, you could pick topics. You could do like, I don't want to mention his name right now because everybody knows him, but it's politics, culture, and news. He just picks news topics.
Yeah.
And goes from there.
I told y'all to pick a topic. Nobody did.
I know I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
I know I don't want you to go to work tomorrow. I'd rather just sit in bed naked all day. Be great. Just doing it.
Still have to get up, take Heidi to work.
That's fine. It's even better. And come back and get naked.
I didn't want to get up this morning. I was pissed when you woke me up.
You woke her up early on her day off?
Hell yeah, I did.
That is mean. Why?
Because there was shit to do.
Sleep.
Such as?
Sleep.
Well, for one,
everything else is your job.
I was horny.
Oh my god, you should have waited.
For two, I had to go feed the chickens, but I wanted to do it before I feed the chickens.
Your job. It's all your job.
It is my job, but I wanted to do it in a certain order.
Did you make
love,
or
in that order?
Did you have sex? I mean, did you make love?
I don't know. What would you call it, Sam?
Annoying.
What?
She was sleeping.
What we did this morning?
You woke me up.
Did you not hear the question?
Repeat the question,
no.
Babe.
Is what you had this morning, did you make love this morning?
Or did you have sex? That was his question.
I think
it wasn't the first one.
I think you answered it already. So there you go.
We fucked.
Well, she doesn't love you. She doesn't love you, Chris.
Oh, she loved it.
There's no love in that.
No, there is. That's why she allowed it to occur.
It's all physical for you.
No, she finished before me.
Why are you telling people my business? What's wrong with you?
I tell everybody everything. This is what I do.
I think it's in the DNA. Sorry.
I got no filters. I try really hard. For a few
really?
Seconds.
Do you?
Sometimes.
You'd make a great... employee. I was going to say something.
A great government employee?
You don't have to work
you
when you do those.
Government employee.
You don't have to work hard at all.
No, I should have got one of those jobs.
I need a job like that. I'm tired of working my ass off.
He came home mad one day and I was like, what happened? He's like, they made me work. Now I know that was out of context. I'm sure I remember there was more to the story, but that was the first summary that he had of why he was mad, and it was just hilarious.
I think what irritates me the most, though, is some people that I work with do get paid to do absolutely fucking nothing while they're there. When they have shit they have to do, but they don't do shit unless the big boss is there. Mm-hmm. But I'm always working the whole time I'm there.
No matter what.
Pisses me off.
Work, work, work. Slave work.
That was you, too, when you were working?
I know, I used to be a slave.
And you were the only one working.
Yeah, I was the only slave in the house. No, Sam worked too, sometimes.
No, I mean amongst your coworkers, you were the only one working.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. I think there's always that person at that job that does work, and then you got the people that don't.
I feel like the three of us are the person that is the worker there. And Matt, would you say you're the one who's always working and the others are not, or no, or like no one's working, or what's your scenario?
Matt would be the one all three of us would be talking shit about that's not doing anything if we all work together.
Yeah, I get the work done that's you know, that needs to be done, but
not above and beyond at all, though, right?
I'm not gonna do the ridiculous work.
Anything with labor.
My mind, it just doesn't work that way. But it just depends on what kind of work I'm doing at the time.
So. I remember Matt was mad at this one guy one time, and he's like, you know what? He came home from work the next day, and he brought in donuts and, like, four large coffees from Dunkin' Donuts, like, and the whole dozen donuts was there. And I was like, what is that? He's like, well, I thought I would be nice and bring donuts and coffee for my coworkers, and they made me mad. And so I just packed it all up and said, fine, you're not getting the donuts and coffee, and he brought it all home.
But did you tell them that?
Yes. That's what he said.
Yeah. I mean, it was like I was expecting more people there at that location, but there was, I think there was only one person there, though, at the time.
Oh. But what did you actually say to him when you gathered up the donuts and coffee to bring them back out of the building to put in your car?
Did you offer that one person anything?
Well, I was going to, but... They got mad at me for so-called sitting there too long.
For what?
The one guy
sitting
did?
Sitting there too long before getting up and doing like a task. And so I was like, sorry, I think I just left and went to some other location and took all my stuff with me, all my drinks and donuts with me and said, but I don't, I'm not sure if I said anything to him. I think I just walked out with the product. Because I don't think he really cared. Didn't seem like he cared at the time. Usually when you walk in with that stuff, someone's like, oh, wow, you got donuts, right? You know,
yeah.
Like Dawson does. He didn't say anything when I brought anything.
Excited.
In, yeah, he wasn't.
Kinda. So you got butthurt because your coworker wasn't excited you brought him donuts?
No, he got butthurt because his coworker got mad because Matt took too long to get to work.
Oh.
Yeah, because I hadn't talked to him about the coffee and donuts specifically that I brought kind of for him. And I'm like, you didn't give me a chance to tell him, you know, tell you what I need to tell you. Now
can
you're
someone
mad at me
tell
for
Liam
sitting?
We're
I just
on
got
video?
Here.
We're recording video.
Why? What's he doing?
It's all water under the bridge.
He pulled his, sorry, babe. he pulled his sweatshirt up and he was dancing behind you. It's on. It's on the video.
Jesus Christ, fucking retard! I'm gonna punch him right in his dick.
All that doesn't need to be said on a podcast. Every bit of that, that whole sentence.
We gotta cut that out.
Thing out.
A second of that would be hilarious, though, but it probably would be inappropriate.
I don't care.
We have a minor. I repeat, a minor. Yeah. On the other side of that wall.
I don't care.
He's technically not a teenager yet, but he's almost.
He thinks he knows it all. It's fine. You can hit him.
He was raised by the Chris, so I mean, it's different, right?
No, it wasn't raised by me.
You sure?
You've made an impact, though, pal.
I think you've raised him just as much as me, Chris. Yes, he knows it's true. That's why he's laughing.
Oh, maybe.
He said maybe. Definitely Dawson. Awesome Dawson. He ain't awesome no more. What happened?
I don't know. He lost it.
He would like to come and talk and share a few
big.
He has a lot of knowledge, a lot of head knowledge, book knowledge, but no common sense.
But he gets off topic. Yeah. You ask him about a story, and he'll tell you, and then he won't tell you the end. He starts on something else.
Call it KidCast. Coming soon.
And just be like, okay.
Do we like and subscribe here on this channel?
Yeah, you can like and subscribe to this channel. Yeah.
Smash the like button and subscribe.
You got to do that whole thing in front of the camera, Matt. Like,
oh.
Point down here to somewhere.
Smash the like button and subscribe.
There you
comment
go.
Below, and we'll read your comments, get back with you. See how we were doing.
Yeah.
Or. Why I messed up my wording.
You
whatever
know.
You like about this
tell
or
it.
Don't like about this, tell us below. Comment below. Like you guys. Thank you guys. So this is a nice night, ain't it?
It's a nice night.
It's like 67 degrees. It's beautiful outside. We will not cannot reveal the location of our studio.
No, it's in the sticks somewhere.
Yeah, kick it in the sticks with ticks.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Who's gonna do the weather? Sam, you want to do the weather?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck the weather is right now.
It's on your phone. You just read it.
The weather report or just for the week or the day?
Yeah.
Do you want me to give us our location?
Then you're giving away our location.
No, we're just doing the weather.
No, yeah, not
all right, so just pick a random place.
Or
then,
you could say
somewhere.
East.
It's currently 65 degrees and partly cloudy.
Yay. I was hoping she would like give a full weather report and I could put like a map up there and have the weather.
Lower temperatures expected tomorrow with a high of 60.
Hey, you could do that. That's a thing you could do.
Naked weather.
No.
It's already been thought of, but it was called Naked News.
Oh.
Is it? That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
A long time ago. I don't know if they still do it. But.
Ooh. Tomorrow's going to be a low of 46 degrees.
Oh, low.
Tomorrow
what's
should be
the high?
Perfect for working inside. Because I think it's going to be a chance of rain,
60.
Too.
Yeah, and it says an 80% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yep, we're doing indoor work.
Inside.
It's just a little rain.
Indoor
probably, it's
work.
Probably not even going to rain. That weather
man
is always
lying. This is not
till
11 a.m.
Cool, we can plant those trees in the morning, or those purple flower things.
Oh, how many of those do you have?
3 pots.
Cool.
But we also have all those blackberries in between the blackberries and raspberries in between the two trees in the back. We could plant all that too.
Ah, yeah, that's actually a good idea. Probably
some wood chips around it. It'll erupt.
Do you want to know what the air quality is?
Yes, yeah, please.
Air quality index is 40%, which is similar to yesterday about this time.
Oh my God.
That was the alcohol kicking in.
So what is it supposed to be? 40% doesn't sound good.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
We'll do drunk weather. That's what we'll call it.
Let me click on it. Air quality. It's all green.
What's it supposed
guess
to
when
be?
It's in the green that's good. Well, it's in the 40 red.
40 doesn't sound good.
Air quality is satisfactory and poses little or no health risk.
I guess 40 is good.
Yeah. Great.
How do you use the air quality index to protect yourself from pollution and smoke?
All right, we don't need the whole juice.
He's like, okay.
Particles are small enough to enter the bloodstream. Typically result from wildfire, smoke tracks, bacteria, or small dust particles.
Tell you what, oh, this is the thing. Every day to you. Oh, wow.
This is the shit.
The
I'm
ultimate
with.
Boredom.
How bad is this storm supposed to be tomorrow, y'all?
It's not.
No.
Oops, I forgot to put it back on sleep. Ooh, Santino is not available at the moment. He's at dinner.
Told you.
So what kind of shenanigans did you and Matt get into before I met you? Nothing?
I really don't remember hanging out with Chris without you. Oh, yes, I do remember one holiday, though. He brought a girl. I think I've told you the story like 3 times probably.
Mm.
He brought her to Thanksgiving. I was like, what is her name? He said, it doesn't matter. And then when you came, I was like, what is her name? He said, her name's Sam. And I was like, she's sticking around. Because he legitimately said, or literally said, it doesn't matter. Okay. And it didn't. I never saw her again. Cool.
I mean, I hung out with Matt some, but not as much as after I met Sam. Because then we were staying in that house right beside y'all. And that's when we really started hanging out a lot.
That's true. That's true. Because we were living right next door.
That's right.
Yep.
You're living with the Rogers.
Yep.
The Rogers.
And then that was 20 years ago. You're right. 21 years ago. Right? 20?
Well, Heidi's 16.
Jeez.
She'll be 17 this year. So September of this year, me and Chris will be together for 18 years. So it's been
that long.
Been a long time.
Dang. Yeah. So we started out doing all kinds of nonsense shenanigans. We really need to dig that video camera out and like post some of those things. That'd be pretty fun.
I know. Yeah. So young and some of those so embarrassing.
The off-roading. Yes. Putting a rope through the radiator and trying to tow it and like, you know, all that silly stuff. We should put that. I think Heidi was like in the car seat in one of the off-roading expeditions. We should put some of that stuff. So we were all urban for a while. And then you two beat us to the country first for family reasons. And then we are not residing fully in the country, but we're not far away when we have weekend time and Matt has time off work. Anything you want to say about that? Are you listening? Are you asleep? I can't tell. You guys both just...
The sound of your voice is so soothing. I want to hear more.
That's never something you've said before.
I was just so relaxed over here.
And then so now we just hang out here as much as we can on the weekends, and then when we retire, Matt and I'll be here. So we're looking forward to that. So that's a super short version, but we have tons of shenanigan stories. Yeah. Like taking the branch down on the tree in the urban city setting with a Jeep.
The branch down.
I was about to say that too, but.
That was a fun story. Blowing up paint cans in the fire pit.
I think there's a video, too, of us making a snowman in front of your house. And us running over it with that Jeep.
Really?
Yes. There's a video somewhere.
We need a viewing party. We're going to need to pull those videos. Oh, my gosh. That is a goal. That would be awesome. We could put all that on our page.
Mm-hmm.
Just share all the nonsense.
We need to have some more nonsense videos. But last time we went to go do something, I feel like New Year's Eve was the first time we've all went and done something together, like outside of here. And the car broke down.
Oh yeah,
the first adventure we've been on in a while.
Chris, what was the first? What was wrong with the car? I knew that night because you explained it, and I had to regurgitate it to the repairman. But like, what happened to the vehicle that we were driving home from New Year's Eve?
The AC and alternator belt broke because the AC froze up, and also the tensioner was bad.
And my AC is still going whenever I turn it on, so I don't turn it on.
Yeah, it's probably still got a leak in it somewhere. Your mechanic ain't fixed it yet.
Not a happy camper. All I asked him to do was the alternator belt. I don't think I asked him to fix the AC.
So we either need to go on more adventures, guys, or we wait a very long time before we go on another one. Shit happens.
Yeah, you shouldn't be turning that AC on. The AC, hold on. I unplugged all that. It shouldn't even be trying to come on.
Well, something's happening when I turn it. You'll have to listen to it. It doesn't make normal noises. It makes noise.
Because the compressor is completely unplugged. That won't come on no more.
That's why I don't have cold air coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should get that fixed.
Yeah, you need a new AC compressor. Whole new AC kit.
Cool.
Gotta change it all.
So we drove several miles at some points without headlights.
Yeah, that was scary. Yeah, we should tell a story.
45 minutes or miles an hour. Little bit of swamp on either
about
side. 50,
60,
nowhere to pull over. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
No shoulder. Yep. One or two. Yep.
We had to stop at the halfway mark between my house. We had to stop at their other place to grab a battery out of a camper to put it in the van to get to my place where the dogs were.
Yep. And that worked. The camper battery saved the day, made it the rest of the way. And that had almost died when we got there, too, didn't it?
Yep. It was about 40 minutes total. Right. We had to make it for no.
We don't have any video or anything. We were out on the boat. We got stuck out in the ocean.
No.
No.
Imagine if we did that. That night was crazy, best. Too.
Now that it's over, that was the best story. Crazy.
So we have had more than just one stranded story. Well, weren't stranded, but
we've been towed a few times. We got towed by a jet ski in one of the boats. Like, I don't remember the boat rides where nothing went wrong because those were boring. The fun ones was when something happened. Yep. We met some great people, very helpful folks.
Man, I was so terrified we were stuck out there, though, that a water sprout tornado was going to come in.
That's fair. That was a big storm that came over us for a minute. Yeah.
And that was scary.
Paddling. How big was that boat? The engine died.
That one was 21 feet.
So we had a 21-foot boat. We're paddling it with, did we even have a paddle? I know one broke at some point. We had a cooler lid.
And water skis.
That's right. We were paddling the boat. And we would get forward. And then when the guys had their turn, it would not get forward. We would not make any progress. We would just go right back to where we were on the beginning or the end of Sam and my last shift. Because y'all, I don't know what you were doing. We made songs. I don't remember them. I forget. But they were like chants, like I don't know, but I've been told, like that kind of do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We were making up songs, get our paddle on, and then you guys didn't paddle.
I don't even remember what year that was. I wish we would have videotaped that shit because it would have been hilarious to look at now.
Heidi was...
I don't remember everything.
I don't even think Heidi was 2.
Mm-mm.
And she's 16 now, so...
Yeah, it would have been like 2008.
I could tell you what, the same thing I was thinking that night. Someone will find us in the morning.
Yeah, but it was morning when we finally docked on that person's
thing. An hour later, I had a tow.
But you remember right before that, though, we tried to tie up to that post, and there was like a bird's nest on top, and the mom was like dive bombing us, so we couldn't, like, we almost lost our lives because of a bird.
A big bird.
It was a big ass bird.
It was definitely a big bird. That's true. That's fair. She could have really hurt us, but that was pretty funny.
It started to rain too at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It was thunder, lightning, wind, rain.
But I told y'all if we just let ourselves float over to the base,
the rain,
we would have got a tow or a arrest. I don't know, one or the other. But we would have got help. We would have got off the water.
Not floating to the base.
Well, they probably knew we were out there though because we called the Coast Guard or whatever, and they wouldn't come help us because there was an emergency.
I told you it was a waste of time.
I'm sure there were people over there with their binoculars just watching us and probably laughing.
Yeah, people are out there fishing all night and doing stuff.
Yeah, but they were not having a leisurely ride that night. If anybody had binoculars,
our battery was dead. Our starter, the ear broke on the starter on the motor, like. We had no lights. They weren't seeing us. It was dark.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we had that little stick with the light on the end.
We did.
And then it died?
No, mine wasn't a battery. Mine went off the boat battery. Oh. We killed that with the thing. We ran them as long as we could, but yep, good times.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull out that camera. I'm going to have to post some of those things online.
Holy shit, we're 40 minutes in already.
Ooh, really? We went past our time.
We might have 10 minutes of good stuff.
Yay, 10 minutes of good stuff. Yay. I don't know. My camera's still recording. Shit.
This one is.
I know that one is. I don't know if that one is. So I guess we're going
to
wrap this up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, do y'all want to wrap this up?
Sure.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up because I only deleted enough stuff to get about 47 minutes, I think. So we're coming to an end here.
That's a wrap. Do the wood clamp.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to do that for the end. I can just pick and guess at the end. I don't know what I do with my wood.
That sounds like a problem that's personal.
It is a personal problem.
Always.
Where's my wood? I'm gonna find my wood, guys.
All right. Wood. It's a redneck director's cut thing. Scene one, take three.
Grace, what's going on?
All right.
You ready?
Well, Grace up.
Oh.
Join us again next week for or next month or whenever the hell we record another one of these for Kicking It in the Stick.
Y'all have
a great night.
With ticks. See y'all later.
Anybody else want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.